Hey, chayfetz. I want you first to take the chayfetz from my wife. For hoder hav lo gita. If the husband spoke this out, when the husband first gave the get to the shliach, he told the shliach, listen, I want you first to get my watch back from her, and then you should give her the get. V'ozal ihu, and now the shliach goes, v'yoyev lo gita. First he goes and gives her a get. For hoder shokim in a chayfetz. And then he takes back from her the watch. So here Rabbi Yochanan Poisaboy. Here Rabbi Yochanan says that it's Poisle, even if the first Shliach does this, the get is not a good get. Because the husband was Makpe that Ibadavka wanted first, you should take my watch back, and then give her the get, and not the opposite way. And V'kol Shechein B'Shluchoy. And for sure, if the first Shliach appointed a second Shliach, for sure it would not be good. So that's what Rashi explains like. What it means to Kol Shechein B'Shluchoy, that for sure the first Shliach in this case is not supposed to appoint a second Shliach. Because we have to be afraid, maybe the second Shliach will not do exactly the way he's supposed to. Because in this case, the husband is very makpid that first they should receive back the watch, and then give over the get. So it's mashmir, if the second Shliach would do it that way, maybe it would be kosher. But we have to be afraid that the second shliach won't be so makpid. He'll first give the get and then get the watch, and that will be possible. So therefore, we have to. That's what the Mishnah means to say. You have to be careful when you point the second shliach. For Ashlokish machsheh b'shluchay v'chol shchein boy. Ashlokish says no, nothing doing. The husband is not so makpid. Even though the husband said like this, I want you first to take my watch and then give her a get, the Shlokish says that's the normal way, that's the way he talks. But it doesn't mean it bedavka that if you change around the order and first you would give her the get and then take back the chayfetz, that doesn't bother the husband that much. That would not be called hakpoda to say the shlichus is bottom. That's the machlokes of Yechon and Shlokish. When the husband tells the shliach, I want you to first take the chayfetz and then give her the get, is the husband makpid 100%, only that way and the opposite way it's no good? Reish Lakish says no, the husband is not so makpid, the husband doesn't care no matter which way it is, still the get would be a good get. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says like this, so far we had the case that you bring a get in Chutz Loretz, in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hamevi get me Medina Sayom? If a get is given or sent over from Medina Sayom, Chutz Loretz, that now there's a takona, you have to say before Nechtam, V'cholo, and the Shlich became sick on the way. So the Locher is Oysa Shlich Bebezdin. It's true, he has a right to appoint another Shlich, but he has to do it now in Bezdin. O Mishalchoi V'yoymel Lefneihem before Nechtam. That he, the first shliach has to go to Bezdin, and he has to first say in front of Bezdin, before Nechtam, and then he could go and appoint the second shliach. And now the ein shliach achroin sorach shayomar before Nechtam. Now when the second shliach gives over the get to the wife, he does not have to say anymore before Nechtam. Eloimer, all he has to say when he gives over the get is, Shliach Bezdin ani, I'm like a shliach appointed by Bezdin. So we know if Bezdin appointed him, Bezdin did it the right way. And Bezdin would not appoint him to be a shliach unless for sure for the first shliach said before the nechtam. So that's the way it has to be done in Chutz Loretz. That you have to make the second shliach in Bezdin, so Bezdin knows for sure not to let the second one go unless the first one first says before the nechta. Now the Gemara says, Omru le rabbonin liavimi brei de rabavua. That the boy in the name rabavua. They asked the question from rabavua. Shliach the shliach meshav ye shliach aloi. Could the second shliach appoint the third one or not? So Rashi says, HaShliach HaShem Shinas Rabezdin. Like here the question was, the second shliach here that was appointed by Bezdin, like, can he go and appoint the third shliach or not? Omalu, so he answered back, this should not be a question. Me, Diktoni, since our Mishnah says, Ein HaShliach HaAchroin, it says the last shliach does not have to say before Nechtov. What does it say the last? Why doesn't it just say the second one? Nechlav merits a proof to Meshav Yishliach, that the second one has the right to point the third, and the third or fourth. That's why the Mishnah goes straight to the point and says, the Achroin, the last Shliach that was appointed, that one, when he gives over the get to the wife, he still does not have to say before Nechtav, because it was already said before. But that's a Diyak Achroin, the last one, that is more than just two. Elo Kiti Boiluchu, when should he ask the question like this? Should he ask like this, Ki Mishav Yishliach VeBezdin, when they appoint a Shliach in Bezdin, or Yafilu Shlei VeBezdin? Like when the second Shliach appoints a third one now, does it only have to be done in Bezdin, or could it even be done Chutz LeBezdin? That's the question. Omru Leith, so he answered back to them, Ho Lami Boilo, this also should not be a doubt to you. Midik Toni, since it says, Ela Oima Shliach Bezdin Ani, it says that the last one has to say he's a Shliach Bezdin. So Mashma, all of them that are appointed has to be in front of a Bezdin. Because we're talking about Achron means it could be the third or fourth one. See, if you're going to tell me now the second one has the right to point the third one outside Bezdin, so why does it say the last one has to say he's a Shliach Bezdin? It's not true. He doesn't have to be a Shliach Bezdin. That's the proof, no, that even though the second one could appoint a third one, but they have to be appointed in Bezdin. That's why the Mishnah says the last one has to say, Shliach Bezdin Ani. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Masni Hochi, he learned these shilas like this, that Omru Le Rabbonin Le Avimi Breder Bavua, that Rabbonin said over to Avimi Breder Bavua, that Boyim Nei Rabbi Avua, they asked a question from Rabbi Avua, Shliach the Shliach, the second Shliach, Ki Mishav Yishliach, like we know he could appoint a third Shliach, but when he does it, Bebezdin, or Shlei Bebezdin, that was the question right away. When the second one appoints a third one, does it also have to be done in Bezdin, or maybe even outside Bezdin? On this Omalu, they answered back, V'tiboyluchu, why don't you ask the question altogether? Ki Mishav Yishliach V'yalma, why don't you ask the first question? Who said, how do you know he has the right to appoint us the second one altogether? Or the second one could appoint the third one. Or Malay, or Mulez, he answered back, Ho loy kimi boilo. This we don't have any question. Titzinan, because our Mishnah says, Ein ha-shliach ha-achroin. It says, the shliach ha-achroin does not have to say it. Mechlal, it's approved, the shliach mishav yishliach. That the second one could appoint the third one. So he said, Ela kikomi boilon, what is my question? Bebezdin or Shlei Bebezdin? My only question is, when the second one appoints a third or third or fourth, does it have to be done in Bezdin or even outside Bezdin? On this Amalu, he said back to them, if so, you should not have this question either. Honami lo tiboiluchu, this also you should not have a question. Tiktoni, because our Mishnah says, Ela oima shliach Bezdin ani, says that the last shliach, the third or fourth one, has to say, I'm a shliach Bezdin. So we see clearly all of them have to say, I'm a shliach Bezdin. Omar Rabbi says, shliach Beretz Yisrael, oise kamishluchen. So far we're talking only about in Chutz Loretz. Now he adds on and says, even in Eretz Yisrael also, the first shliach could appoint the second one, the third one, they could appoint a lot of them also. Shliach Beretz Yisrael, oise kamishluchen. Second, third, fourth, I could also point a lot of shluchim. Omar Ravashi, in eighth rishon, let's say the first shliach dies though, the original shliach that the husband gave it over to, if he dies before they get the fifth shliach, before he gives it over to the wife, batlu kulan, all the shluchim fall away. So Rashi says, because kesavri, he holds mikaychei bo, like the second one is coming bekayach the first one. So all of them still come with the kayach, the power of the first shliach. So it's only if the first shliach is still alive. If the first shliach dies, then all the other shluchim are batel, they cannot give over the get. That's what Rabbi holds. Rav Ashi. And this the Gemara says, Omer Mabar Rav Ashi, Hodi Abba, that your father said this over, Dekat Nusahi. He only said it when he was a young boy. In other words, like, we don't hold like this. We could have a kashra on what he said. Ilu Meiz Baal, Midi Mashosh Isbu. In other words, who is it really totally in? The husband. The main power here is the husband. If the husband would die, then we understand, does any power exist? Could the shluchim do it? No. So the svar is, kulu mikoyach mankosi, all these shluchim, from whose power do they really go on? Who gives them the power to give over the get? is mikreich the baal kosi. However, the main power comes from the husband. The husband is the one that appointed the first shliach. And isa labal, as long as the husband is still alive, is nai lekulu. Then any shliach now has his power. Because the pshat is the husband gave his power over to the first shliach. When the first shliach appoints the second one, he's given over the husband's power to the second shliach. And the second shliach gives over again the husband's power to the third shliach. And so on. But it's all mikayach the baal. Like the first shliach, he falls away, he's out of the picture. He's not an owner here. The owner is the husband. The husband appointed the first shliach, he gave him the power. When he gives over the power to the second one takes over the power of the husband. But the main thing is, when the husband's alive, everything is good. Leisa labal, if the husband dies, then lesnina lekulu, then all the shluchim I agree fall away. But kol zaman the husband is alive, even though the first or second shliach died, it doesn't make a difference. As long as there's still a shliach alive, given over the get is kosher. All right, turn off. Now the Gemara says, who garbed there was a man, the shoda le gitl vesua. He wanted to send a get with the shliach to his wife. Oh, my shliach, so the shliach said back, lo yadanelo, I don't recognize your wife. I don't know who your wife is. Like, how could I be a shliach to give it to her? I don't know who she is. So Omar, his husband told him, zil yoyve li abba bar minyumi. Go and give the get abba bar minyumi. The iyu yodalo, he knows my wife. Velezel, velez for nalo, and he'll give it to my wife. So good, so the shliach took the get also, and he went to look for Abba Barman Yumi. For lo yashkech li Abba Barman Yumi, he couldn't find him. But instead, askeche the Rab Abba, Rab Avua, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. He found these three Talmid Chachamim. The Yosef Rav Safra Gabayin, Rav Safra was sitting by them. Omrulei, so it said like this, Mosa Miloch Kame Didan, like they told the shliach, give over your words to us. Tichiyosi Abba Barman Yumi Nesvin Olei, that when we meet up with Abba Barman Yumi, we'll give him over this get. V'leizav Lesvin Olei, and he'll give over the get to her. So the kids said, they told the shliach, appoint us a shliach to give over the get to Minyumi, to Abba Barman Yumi. Izomulu Rav Safra said, V'ashliach Stranitin Lagerishinu. Like, how could you do this? The shlichus was not a shliach to give it over to Gershon. There was this first shliach, his shlichus was not to give the get to the wife. His shlichus was only to give this get over to Abba Barman Yumi, and he was supposed to make the Gershon. Since so, the shlichus that the shlichus is doing is not called the shlichus for Gershon. It's called the shlichus of giving over the paper to Abba Barman Yumi. And this type of a shlich we can't transfer to you. So if Safra had a kasha and his three Talmid Chachamim, how could they accept the get? So Mora says, Echsifu, they became a little embarrassed. So Amar Rava said, Kavchinu Rav Safra Latrosa Rabbanu Samuchi. Rav Safra got them, he made them embarrassed, he caught them. And the Chura, he said, they did the wrong thing. Amar Rav Ashi said, no, but my Kavchinu, how did Rav Safra win over them? He's wrong like, Mi komale Abba Barman Yumi v'loy ato? Did the husband say v'dafka to give over the get to Abba Barman Yumi, nobody else? In other words, the husband's main purpose was to get the get to his wife. He doesn't care who the shliach gives it to, as long as the get will eventually get to his wife. So since there's no akpod, it's as if he was made a shliach to give it over to them also. So therefore, these three tachachamim did the right thing. And Ika the army sums like this. That Omar Rova said, Kavchinu Rav Safra Trosa Rabbanan Smuchi Betusa. Rova said, no, the Rav Safra's question that he asked in the three Talmid Chachamim was a tois that really Rova made a mistake, Rav Safra made a mistake, that they did the right thing. And this Gemara says back, no, Omar Rav Ashi, my Tusa, what was his mistake? In other words, Rav Safra said the right thing. My komalei, what did the husband tell the shliach? He told the shliach, Abba Barman Yumi v'loyato. He told the shliach, listen, you're telling me you do not know my wife, so you cannot take the get. Therefore, I'm telling you to appoint Abba Barman Yumi. So as if the husband said, Bedavka, Abba Barman Yumi should do the shlichus,
and not anybody else.
Therefore, according to this Zikr the Amri, when this Shliach came in front of this Bezna, in front of these three people, when the Shliach gave over the get, like to Rabbi Avuah, Rabbi Chanina bar Pop, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcho, he had no right to, because it's like if her husband was Harak Podo, that only Abba Bam and Yumi should be the Shliach and nobody else. Therefore, Yosafer was right when Yosafer told him, like, what are you doing? So in other words, you're not supposed to give over the get. The Shliach had no right to give over them the get. The Shliach had his tzibur was only to give it over to Abba Bam and Yumi and nobody else. Nobody else was allowed to give over the shlichus. That was Akpada. Ugarba, there was a man, the Shadda Le Gitul Besu. He sent the get to his wife. Omalele Shigat told the Shliach, Loi Teisven Alo Atlos in Yemen. I don't want you to give her the get until wait for 30 days. After 30 days, then give it to her. Isnes Begoy Tlos in Yemen. So Shliach became an Einis in the middle of 30 days, and he saw he won't be able to give it over to her. So Vosla Kaim with the Rav, he came in front of Rava. Oh my Rav said, Chola. The Mishnah says that the Shliach becomes sick, he could appoint another one. Time am I, what's the reason? Mishum Yonas, because he can't do it. So Hainami Yonas, so you also can't do it. Therefore you have a right to appoint another Shliach. Oh my, so he said, Mosra Mila, Kaimadi Dan, give me over your Shlichus, and I'll do it. Tlabos, Tlos, and Yom, Meshavin, Shliach. After 30 days, I'll appoint the Shliach to give over the get to her. The Yoivin Alain, the Shliach gave it over to him. So Malay Rabban La Rob, the Rabban said back to Rabba, for Shliach Shlanit La Gerishanu, like this Shlichus cannot be given over, because it wasn't given that the get should be given over now. The get is first supposed to be given over after 30 days. So he thought, like, right now it's not called Nitin La Gerishin, you can't give over the Shlichus. Mulu said back, no. Kiva de la Bosa Tlosin Yemen, Motzi Migarish, since after 30 days, the Shliach has the right to give over the get to his wife, Kishliach Shanit Lagarishanu. It's considered like he has the power to be Megarish, his wife. So therefore, this is a good Shlichus, to be Megarish, the wife. He has the get in his hand. It's not Stam called Mili. It's called he has the get now. So this get, he's allowed to give over to another Shliach to give it over to his wife after 30 days. The Gemara asks, though, V'lech Hashem Apayas, why are we afraid maybe the husband made up with his wife? Mila Tana, didn't we learn? Mayachshiv in Leibosim Mikan Gadiyid Beis Chodesh. If the husband tells the Shliach, give a get to my wife from now or within 12 months. So he says, it will make potential you because the husband died within the 12 months. I raise the get's a good get. Now, Bevinimbor, we say like this. Now, as he says, Mayachshiv, he said, the husband's like this. I'm giving a get to my wife now that if I don't return within 12 months, the get should be good from right now. So if the husband dies, so for sure he's not going to return anymore. So therefore, the get is good right now. We had a question over there. Benechish, why aren't we afraid? Shema Pius. Maybe in between, the husband made up with his wife, and he doesn't want the get to be good anymore. The Yama Rabba Babahuna, or Hoki Yama Abba, Mori Mishmei Derav. The Yama, when the husband said, Nemena Salai Loimar Shalai Bossi. That he said what? That she's never to say that I did not come back. So that's the only case. Then we're not afraid to say that they made up. So Mora says, Ichsa. So now a case talk, he got embarrassed. If the husband did not say like that, we don't see the husband really means to give a get, then we have to be afraid. So if so, in our case here, the get should not be good. The Gemara says, L'sayfig lo'y mils, at the end it came out, the Arus Heve. All it was only Erison. And by Erison, then we're not afraid they made up. It's only by Nesuyin, and Omar Rava. If Rama be Nesuyin, Yerma be Arusa. If we said by Nesuyin where they live together, then we're afraid maybe they'll make up again. But if they only had Kedushin, they didn't live together, then for sure we're not afraid they'll make up again. Omar Rava, Hovadikami Boylan, this for sure is a good question. That Kimishavi Abezdin.